welcome to the Harmonia Podcast, where we dig through mounds of new releases to bring you the very best from the exciting world of early music. I'm Bernard Gordillo, and this week's edition features the English Viola da Gamba Consort Fretwork and a new release of music from the Renaissance by Jewish composers. We'll also listen to an early recording of theirs of Petrucci's Ad Hecaton. Salomone Rossi is remembered today not only for his fine compositions, but for being one of the few prominent Jewish composers working in late Renaissance Italy. As it turns out, he was not alone. Jewish musicians were a present minority throughout Europe. At the Tudor and Stuart courts in England, there are a number of Jewish families that were employed as musicians and instrument makers, including the Lupo and Bassano clans. The English Viola Consort Fretwork has recently put out a wonderfully varied program of music by Jewish composers from Renaissance England. They include music by Rossi, the Bassanos and Lupos, Leonora Duarte, and Philippe van Wilder. The program is augmented by Orlando Goff's modern composition, based on klezmer tunes from which the recording takes its name, Birds on Fire. Fretwork's performance is excellent, as is their usual standard. Let's go now to another of Fretwork's recordings of Renaissance music, a 2001 program of Petrucci's Ad Hecaton. The first printed collection of polyphonic music that employed movable type came with an unusual name, Ad Hecaton, meaning 100. It has forever been associated with Ottaviano de Petrucci, the Venetian who published it in 1501. In all, there were three anthologies published, which are known by the first three letters of the alphabet. Fretwork's recording of selections from Ad Hecaton's A, B, and C represent a mere yet excellent sampling of music by the most famous names of what is known as the Franco-Flemish style of composition, including Obrecht, Agricola, and Josquin. This has been the Harmonia Podcast. Join us next week when we'll present another new release from the exciting world of early music. In the meantime, be sure to visit our website, where you can find information about how to purchase the recording you've just heard and listen to other recent Harmonia shows and podcasts. Find us online at harmonia.indiana.edu.